God Almighty, the Sovereign Lord, and blessed be his people everywhere, the people of the great God. Although we have asked the Lord for his presence and power over our time of gathering unto him, we still ask. And let's just bow ahead for a word of prayer. Lord, let your unction be strong upon us and give utterance. And Lord, let these two things be multiplied, that it may replicate itself in them that hear you. Let men and women have your hands laid upon them to live victoriously unto you. We pray that this same blessing we seek may be ours fully. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We have shown in the previous edition, and we allow a little bit of recap, that the word and the blood cannot be separated. So Revelation 12:11, which is the primary text for all of the four addictions that we take on this subject head. And overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the dead. And we have, until the last, the message four, we'll be touching on the third part, and they loved not their lives unto the dead. But for now, we are seeing the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony being one at the same thing. Two sides of the same coin of truth. It is the word that is the person of the blood. As we saw in the other episode, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. The word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was nothing made that was made. Then we come to verse 14 of that John 1, and it says, and the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. So the person of the Lamb of God, Jesus, is the word. And when we talk about the word of our testimony, we are talking about truth principles that give the testimony such great potency. It's always about the blood of Christ. For the testimony of what he has done is the actuating force in the light of God's word, is the spirit of prophecy. That we see then. Now we know then that if that be so, we came to an understanding that we are immersed in light by virtue of 1 Peter 2:9. We understand it, a mirror of what we see in the Old Testament. They were immersed in light. All the 3 million plus people, we are immersed in light. And everything is available within that sphere. Amen. Glory. But the nations were languishing. They had night. They had day. They had troubles. Well, right in the community of Israel, there is life. There is light. And the natural processes of close fading did not happen. And if you pull off your shoe after wearing it for a long time, you want to put it on again, you have a little bit of struggle in the flight. You want to rest your feet, by the time you are putting it, you have a little bit. Your feet may have grown, maybe a split growth, but that is it. But they never stood in need of another shoe, pair of shoes, for 40 years. Glory. They never fainted. Only when they walked contrary to God did death happen. Otherwise, death was not a reality. They were kept alive. So we know we are immersed in light that cannot be approached by the enemy. Blazing light. Then we have light in ourselves. But this is what we are potentially. But in the arena of life, we must put what we have to walk, and Christ preached is what triggers the light within and the light without, to be an explosive force that gives us the victory in our individual lives and family life, we cover all of that. And we say, if that is so, if Christ is preached, light is triggered, then what is preached about Christ is all about what he has done for us. We are a purchased possession. We are purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. And there is full redemption of this purchased possession, God putting us to walk in the age to come by reason of what he has accomplished in us through Christ. So what is it that Christ has done for us? We say we are a new creation. That's where we started from. Amen? And you remember that song? I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Oh, things are passed away. And born again, more than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Let's take it. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Oh, things are passed away. And born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Distinctions are shown in relation to God's work. In Genesis chapter 1, for example, for 5 continuous days, we days are after God's counting. For the day after our counting, which is 24-hour cycle, could only be possible at the 4th day, when the sun and the moon and the stars were created. All right. After the 5th day, it did something. In all those 5 days, the vastness of creation came to be by the spoken word. Glory. But when it comes to man, it says, let us make man in our image. And with the benefits of what we learn in Genesis 2:7 says, and God formed man out of the dust of the earth and breathed into him the breath of life. And man became what? A living soul. So from the spoken word to God walking with man, he's making us. But when it comes to the new creation, that was a living soul. He begins by a birth. We are born of him. Glory! And then in our processing, it makes use of the other two things. He makes us. He's Jehovah Hosenu, making us after his image and likeness, walking with his hands. Amen! He speaks the word to give us status, to give us strength, to give us power, to give us direction. For example, he says, and God blessed them. How did he bless them? By the spoken word. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. That's a commissioning service. We are told that Adam was crowned with glory and honor. In what service was he crowned? It was the service in which God placed man and the wife before him and said, I bless you, be fruitful and multiply. He commissions us by the power of the spoken word. That brings us into the center of today's meditation. The second truth principle, respecting our new creation status. Truth principles which can be put to use in bringing the power of the blood of the Lamb to bear on any situation is in Luke 10:19, amongst other scriptures, by the spoken word we are crowned with glory and honor. So the second element of new creation reality is that we are crowned. We are crowned with glory and honor. We are crowned with authority. Because in Luke 10, 19, to persons already born of him, born of the Spirit, he says to them, behold, I give you authority to tread upon serpents, they belong to darkness, and scorpions, they belong to darkness, and over all the things they use to fight, and over all their powers, and nothing shall their enemies hurt you. Can't penetrate the house of light. See to it, you don't jump out of the light, out of fear. Stay there. You are a house of light. So, we are crowned with glory and honor. And Luke 10, 19, we are crowned with authority. Notice, it's by the power of the spoken word. It is the word preaching Christ as Lord that triggers us, or triggers the light to work for us. I don't want to rush through this. I want to take it easy. When the word is set aside, you set aside your authority. But when you cleave to the word, it becomes your authority. It becomes the trigger that you need. Behold, I give you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So you're a winner all the time. And as you move, there's no casualty. You move from victory to victory. Amen? The place of the spoken word. You are crowned. This truth must come upon us. We are crowned. And our crowning, which is of authority, which is of glory and honor, consists of God causing us to know his loving kindness and tender mercies. As you see in Psalm 103, verse 4. Which thing to know gives us strength. Amen? Fortify us by the spirit of might in our inner man. Let the inner man come forth with strength. Let it not be a babe. Like we illustrated, if a child is cutting down a tree, if the machete is very well sharpened, then the tree should fall after many blows. But whether you'll be cutting for a whole day or for a few hours depends on the muscle that he has built. Someone like my son Sheung, if he takes the cutlass, that tree can come down in three blows. So strength is vital. But strength comes as a product of light, stirring up faith. Amen? So light is critical. It enables what we are and where we dwell to be put into work as we speak God's word. When Jesus was crowned with glory and honor, as we see in Hebrews 2 verse 6, we are taught in 2 Peter 1 17 that it is on the day of baptism when the voice came to him from the excellent glory. So the spoken word, which is now the written word, is the basis of our spiritual authority and spiritual instruction. If you get that, say amen. Amen. So we are a crowned people. When you are crowned, you sit upon the throne. We are the throne on earth. No, we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. So, what is shown in Luke 10, 19 is given another face that reinforces it in Ephesians 2, 6. He has raised up Christ. If you notice that place, the word us is in italics, meaning it's the same thing as saying he raised Christ up and not just raised up together with him. That is included because we are in him in all of his experiences. The principle of identification, the laying on of hands, we are in him when he died. We died with him. We are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. We are buried with him. Yes! When he was buried, we are with him. And what was buried? out of sight. For it came a new man. And we comfort a new man. No longer flesh and blood shall he be. Glory is the glorified spirit in heaven. And the spirit of his glorification is evident in us. So we come as new man. Romans 6:3-4 says, know ye not as many of us as we are baptized into Christ, we are baptized into his death. So the old man is buried out of sight, and he never is no longer there. Glory is no longer there. And in spiritual parlance, even if it claims to be there, we have no identity with it. Our new identification is with Christ. Buried out of sight. With all the causes, with all the things that we have done in the village or wherever, in whatever circumstance, the man that can be cursed is of the earthy, but we are divine spirit. Glory. So we don't reckon what is said by man in any circumstance and situation, even before his altar and shrines. We reckon on the word of God. We are crammed in. It's a reality. And when you call God true by believing his word, God calls you as a true ambassador of his, and you go forth in victory. I thought we should shout amen. I was with him when he was risen up. That English fantastic. When he was risen up from the dead, I rose up with him. Glory. And when he's seated, why? Because if I'm seated, all the processes from the cross to the throne are fulfilled in me. By him. And by me, be in him. Amen? So I am a crowned person. Crowned of God. And the royalty of the kingdom of heaven will give character to my status. What kingdom a person comes from will be reflected in him. The child of a noble man expresses the nobility of his parentage in how he conducts himself, in how he appears. Glory! I have a heavenly parentage, and that is putting it mildly. God is my father. And Jesus is my brother. And the glorified spirit of Christ is my comforter. The devil's the relation, for I'm a new creation and a member of the family of the Lord. Amen. So God is my father. I'm born of him. And be made of him. And in the process, as he wants me to represent him, he speaks his word to me. Amen. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of the Lord. So I'm crowned. And this is necessary. Now, notice this is very powerful. When he ascended the throne, I ascended with him. Not only that, all of what we have said so far is in accordance with the law of scriptures. That law cannot be broken. See how sovereign nations protect their laws. And sometimes their laws are unjust in certain respect. How much more the living God? It is the law of scripture. Hallelujah! That I'm seated with Christ in the heavenly place. The vultures, the dragons are in the lower plane. Job says, there's a realm that the dragon and the vultures cannot come. We will shoot them down by the spoken word. We speak the word that provokes the power of the blood to go forth. And we will continue to do so until all the spiritual muscles being fully developed. We see it in the continuing decline of the enemy until he's fought out of the sphere, as it is written. He will go to the bottomless pit, and he cannot express himself in the world of mankind anymore by the ministries of the sons of God. I thought you would shout amen. So that is it. That is it. We are born of God. And we have it. So that's the law of scripture. That law cannot be broken. This is the position of the incontrovertible truth. It's the position of truth. It can't be undermined. If you let it go, it doesn't die. It doesn't vanish out of the way. It is there. If you bury it, it will rise up again. You can't do anything against the truth. You can do something for the truth. But if you put it to use, the light in you and the light round about you will trigger a reaction. A dynamite will go forth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is getting better and better every day. The next 1 year, you have victories in your life that are 7 years put together and more in the name of Jesus. Why? You are learning to know you dwell in the light and light dwells in you. And when Christ is seen, submitted to as Lord and preached as Lord, because 2 Corinthians 4:6 derives from 2 Corinthians 4:5. We preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves his servant for Jesus Christ. Why? For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God when Christ is preached, the face of Jesus. Glory! And we have this treasure we are in 18 vessels. The kingdom is a treasure hidden in this field. It's a treasure that can move up because it is a spiritual reality. You can't confine it to a physical space. Amen. Glory. We have this treasure hidden in 18 vessels that the excellency of the power might be divine and not human, might be of God and not of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty God. Amen. We are crowns. And in the word of the king, there is power. So Job says, there's a realm where vulture and dragon cannot come up to. We are seated there in the battle. You may stand clothed here, but you are also seated there. And the God of peace, as he continues to teach us the things that belong to us, the controvertible truth, some of which we are looking at, as now, the God of peace shall bruise Satan shortly, yeah, under our feet. We do not just tread on things that are said to be the liftness of Satan, but upon Satan himself. The God of peace that brings us to perfect peace shall bruise Satan shortly under our feet. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. The first thing this law does or did in our life was to set us free from the law of sin and death. Brethren, on the path I am traveling, there is no death there. There is no sin there. Sin shall not reign over me because I'm not under the law of that grace. Grace is full of strength and has given me sanctification. I do what I want to do all the time, but I do righteousness. I'm not a slave of any passion. Those have been blotted out. The old man was crucified with him, said the scripture, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Romans 6:7. So it is clear, this man is set free from the trajectory, from the boulevard, the travel pattern of those who travel under the law of sin and death. We are not dead. But the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus takes us to life. So if you climb your mind and you get scared up by what you see in the realm of the earth, you will cut death. You will embrace death. But if you incline your mind to what the Holy Spirit has caused to be written, the Spirit of the glorified Christ has caused to be written, you have what? Life and peace. That's the path. That is the boulevard we are traveling in. It began as a narrow way. For straight is the gate and narrow is the path that leads to life. But as you yield yourself continually to the Lord, it results in a highway. All the difficulties are given away. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away, way. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return. Return for what? Return from all forms of struggles. The light is burning brightly and brightly. It is getting more glorious. As we see, we are immersed in light. And light is in us. And the truth about who we are in Christ triggers a response. Amen. In the same passage in Isaiah 35 that says, it says, the way of holiness become a highway. Hallelujah. So the boulevard, the highway, the express road that takes us to life, that broad is lighted with so much light. More than a modern infrastructure we see. Blazing light. Glory. Straight path. No undulating surface. Our path to life is well paved by Christ. And so long as it's Lord of our lives, we reckon that we are crowned indeed with glory and honor. This is where we shall be living it, trusting that when we come again, we've only been able to take two of several new creation realities. But we don't have a syllabus. Each truth connects with other truth. If you have one, it is sufficient to make life different for you on earth. I have come that you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly. The thief that comes to steal comes with darkness to blur the light, to turn your attention from the light. But so long as you keep the light, it's completely helpless against you. Resist the devil and he will flee. With a lot of fear, will flee from you. Great fright. That's what God is making us. People full of power. By the spoken word that makes the blood of Christ and the power of that blood to be at work in our interest and to the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen.